Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, streaming online at freakradio.org. It's Wednesday morning, April 9th. This morning, we're using it to talk about a recent incident. Well, it happened yesterday. A quarry truck with a trailer ran over a bicyclist at the intersection of Mission and Bay Streets at about 12:30 p.m. yesterday, Tuesday, April 8th, killing the bicyclist. And apparently the driver of the quarry truck continued on and was later caught up with by police and said he didn't even know he hit anybody. In any case, the individual, I don't believe their name has been released, who was killed was a 40-year-old Santa Cruz man. And there is some actions that are planned here locally to respond to this today. This is the second bicyclist who's been killed very recently at the same intersection, Mission and Bay. And joining us to discuss this right now is Micah Posner of People Power. Hello, Micah.
Hi, George.
How you doing today?
I'm kind of angry and sad, both. Mm.
Yeah. So this is not the first time this has happened.
Now, this is the third time in a year that someone has been injured or killed by large trucks in a two-block area on Mission near Bay. The first one was 10 months ago. A woman was run over and lost her legs. Then 8 months ago, a teacher, an experienced bike commuter named John Mislin, was run over by a cement truck near this, you know, half a block away and was killed. After John's death, we had this working assumption that the institutions cared about, you know, cyclists getting killed. And we went to them, we went to the city, the county, and Caltrans. And the city and county were fairly cooperative. I mean, what we asked them to do was pretty minor. We just want to create a culture on Mission where cyclists are encouraged to ride in the middle of the lane when they have to ride Mission and the cars wait for them. Because in all three cases, cyclists were killed because they were riding to the right of a truck. And the trucks don't see cyclists there. And the police even had the gall to say that it was the cyclist's fault. It was John's fault because he was riding to the right of the truck. So we said, okay, well, if riding to the right isn't safe, which obviously it isn't, then we need to ride in the lane. And we asked the city to put up signs that say cyclists allowed full use of right lane, which there's actually one on Bay Street near Mission and other places around town. Hmm. The city agreed to do that, but Caltrans refuses to do it. So Caltrans wrote this letter back that said, we don't think it's safe to ride in the lane. And we said, we contacted them. We said, well, it's obviously not safe to ride to the right, so what do you want to do? And basically, they just spewed out a bunch of, you know, bureaucratic crap that basically meant we want you to disappear. And they have told people in the city that. I mean, it was anonymous, you know, the person who told me that. But basically, Caltrans just wants people to disappear if they're not part of the status quo transportation system. And
some of the representatives of Caltrans that the city spoke with, that some folks in the city government spoke with, basically had this attitude. Is that what you're saying? That bicyclists should not ride on Mission?
That's what Caltrans has said in so many words in an open letter and also in less formal settings. Now, let's keep in mind that there are three bicycle shops on Mission and 20 or 30, you know, commercial places where people go to buy things and to work. I mean, there's probably, you know, 100 employees that ride to work on Mission Street alone. And so People Power, and I'm not advocating for people to use Mission as a through route. I mean, King's better for that, or Seaside, whatever. But all of us who want to participate in society have to get on Mission for a block or two at one point or another. And for Caltrans to have this attitude really gets to the heart of the coercive attitude about transportation, which is happening in this country, which is if you ride a bike, you can't participate, or you can participate if you want to risk your own death. I mean, you know, it's clear that we're not being taken care of by the institutions that are in charge of transportation. And so it's time, you know, like other groups that are not getting represented, it's time for us to stand up. So we've tried to be polite, and we've gone through official channels, and we're being ignored. So I think, you know, for me, I think my grief about this is turning into outrage, and I would encourage other people to try to make that connection. We're going to meet at 5 o'clock at the town clock, and we're going to ride Mission Street. We're going to wear black and ride Mission Street, and we're going to pass out signs that say cyclists allowed full use of right lanes. And I'm advocating that we start putting up those signs. I'm going to bring a lot of extras, and you know, if Caltrans won't create a safe atmosphere on Mission, I think we should sign it, and we should ask drivers, most of whom, all of whom really care about not killing cyclists, to create that culture on Mission Street.
So basically what you're saying is that it is perfectly legal, according to the California Vehicle Code, for bicyclists to use the full right-hand lane on Mission Street. And the reason is that the lane is too narrow for a bicycle and a vehicle to travel safely side by side within the lane. And
that's right. And I've actually...
So if you do this... when you do this today, you meet at the town clock and you ride up Mission and you're taking the right lane, is that what,
yeah, we take
what
the
you're
right
going to be
lane.
Doing? Uh-huh. Do you expect that because this is actually legal, you won't be harassed by police? Or are you expecting that maybe they might try to interfere with what you're doing today?
Well, I don't expect they'll try to interfere for two reasons. One, that it's legal. And secondly, that the city council is actually fairly sympathetic. You know, the city council has actually asked that, has tried to put up these signs on Mission Street. And my experience in other cases, like when recently we did a walk against the wishes of Union Pacific on the railroad track, is that if the city's sympathetic, then, you know, it's hard for these larger institutions to sort of, then they're not just screwing with us, they're kind of screwing with the whole city of Santa Cruz. So that's one reason why I don't expect them to be there. But also, yeah, it's entirely legal. I mean, it would be good to go to court again. And I've already been to court with Nico, who got arrested years ago for riding down the right lane of Mission. And we already won in court, and we'd be happy to win again. I mean, it's, it's perfectly legal. Yeah, I don't expect the...
Is it safe, though, for, say, a single bicyclist? I mean, it's one thing when you're having a protest like this and there's a large group.
Right.
But if I was an individual riding up Mission Street, I think I'd be a little bit wary of taking the full right lane, considering that a lot of people drive as though it's a freeway.
Right.
They drive 55 or more faster sometimes.
Right.
Is it safe to do that? It certainly doesn't seem like it's the ideal scenario. Have you advocated, I'm sure you have, for a full bike lane, or maybe even to have one side of the street possibly set aside and somehow separated from the main road? I mean, they do it up on East Cliff Drive near Pleasure Point area,
mm-hmm.
where they actually have almost a barrier, and then there's a two ways for bikes to travel. Is there any possibility that something like that could happen on Mission Street, and have you advocated for that?
Well, that's partly what I'm so upset about, and what we should all be so upset about is Caltrans recently spent millions of dollars recreating Mission Street, right? They took property, they widened it, and that would have been a time when they could have easily followed their own policy, which is to make sure that improvements they make work for multiple types of transportation. Instead, they put in another car lane. So Mission could go on a road diet where it'd have one lane each way and one lane in the middle for turns. Now, not only would that be a lot better for cyclists, it'd be a lot better for business, because you'd be able, if you were in a car, you'd be able to pull into a business instead of having people harass you when you tried to make a left or right-hand turn. So that would be an excellent strategy, and would prioritize using commercial districts as commercial districts instead of as throughways for multinational commerce, which is why Caltrans doesn't want to do it, because what they care about is cement trucks and not human beings, obviously. So, yes, we've advocated for that, and part of the reason I left my wonderful job at PedEx as a bike messenger and went to People Power was because it was clear that Mission Street was a fiasco. So that is the ultimate solution for this. And we're not even asking Caltrans to do that right now, you know, because we know that they don't want to do it and that it's a $1 million project and all that. But, you know, when I listen to you ask that, George, we should be asking Caltrans to do it, especially since they've blown us off and we've tried to work within their paradigm. You know, that is what we should do. We should make it three lanes and put in bike lanes. But in the meantime, all we're asking for is a little, you know, recognition that the only safe way to ride Mission is in the middle of the street. To get to your other question,
and that's not all that safe.
Well,
I mean, it's safer.
It's safer, right?
And that's a pretty harsh commentary that it's safer to ride down the middle of Mission than it is to ride on the side.
Well,
that's how bad the situation is.
That is how bad the situation is. Although, a lot of the perceived lack of safety right in the middle of the lane is it's about aggressive. It's about sign of social safety. I mean, if you ride, I used to live until recently, until September, I lived a block from where this accident occurred, just off Mission. So I rode Mission every day or two right in the middle of the lane, sometimes with my 2-year-old. And I didn't ride it very long because I think it's best to get off Mission as soon as you can and get on another street. But it's not possible. You know, you have to ride Mission for a few blocks here and there. So I would ride Mission. I'm going to go ride it today again. And I never had any problems with actual physical safety. I had a lot of harassment on the part of drivers, you know, people honking and revving their engines and going around me. And that feels really unsafe because they're really big and they're scary.
Well, it kind of is when they're in a giant one-ton car or whatever.
Right, I mean, right. Well, you know, I don't, I'm not, it's certainly not a pleasant experience right now, but I think that if we created a different culture and drivers participate in that, it could be a safe experience. There's nothing objectively unsafe about it. What's unsafe about it is the attitude of drivers. That's the problem.
The attitude of the culture.
Here. Right. I mean, I do have, you know, I have over 100,000, probably more like 120 or 30,000 miles on streets in Santa Cruz. I've never had a ticket or an accident. And I rode down the middle of Soquel every day until we got bike lanes. I mean, it is, you know, it's hard to do, and that's why we all need to get together and force that culture to happen so that we're not getting that kind of grief. It's way safer than riding to the right, you know, and,
right.
And that's why we need to start doing it. And the more we do it, the safer it'll be, because the more cyclists do that and the more we talk to drivers with signs and articles in the paper and all that, then the more we'll create that culture.
I'm speaking with Micah Posner of People Power. And their website is peoplepowersc.org if you want to check it out. Again, we're talking about another bicyclist killed at the intersection of Bay and Mission yesterday. This is the second bicyclist death within this year, and there was also one major injury. And People Power arguing that this is due to street design and a culture of driving that does not allow for bicyclists to exist on Mission. And I want to remind you that there's a protest today meeting at 5 o'clock at the town clock. The plan is to ride Mission Street in protest to take the right lane. As Micah was saying, this is actually legal according to California Vehicle Code and was approved by the City Council that bicyclists can use the full right lane when a lane is too narrow for a bicycle and vehicle to travel safely side by side within the lane. That's clearly the case, as we've seen two deaths and a major injury within the last year right there at Bay and Mission. And so speaking of a culture that does not is not favorable toward bicyclists, to say the least, I wanted to bring up an argument that is often made when things like this happen, and I've seen it on comments on the Sentinel website and others, that bicyclists simply shouldn't be riding Mission. They should take King Street. There's all these alternatives. Why are they on Mission Street when it's so unsafe? And also, there was in the Sentinel reported that the cyclist, the 40-year-old Santa Cruz man that was killed yesterday, was not wearing a helmet. And I'm just wondering if you could respond to people who might blame the cyclist for his own death. Shouldn't have been on Mission and should have been wearing a helmet, basically. And caller, if you could just hang on one sec, we'll put you on the air in a moment.
Yeah, it's classic blaming the victim. It's like saying that some woman shouldn't be out at night wearing a short skirt, you know, because she got raped and she was making it happen. I mean, that we, in order to participate in the society of Santa Cruz, we have to ride Mission for a block or two. And if we get killed because the system isn't taking care of us, that's not the fault of the cyclists. I mean, yes, we can be more careful, and we should be riding the middle of the lane, for example, as a way to protect ourselves, but that doesn't mean it's our fault when the American transportation system runs us over with a cement truck.
Caller?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Thanks for having this show.
Uh-huh.
Micah, I heard Micah mention that he was going to bring extra signs stating that cyclists had the right to use the full right lane. And I will bring my two cordless drills, and we can post them on the ride, and I'd encourage everyone else who has cordless drills to do so.
Thanks, sir. I can bring a bunch of duct tape, too. But, yeah, cordless drills are great. And, you know, I don't expect that even with cordless drills, and I think that's great you're bringing them, that the signs will stay up. But, you know, let's see who cares more. Let's put up these signs every day. You know, let's see if Caltrans is going to, you know, dedicate, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a year to take down our signs. Because they can take them down, and we can put them right back up. I mean, this is, you know, these are going to be cheap blue cardboard signs, and... You know, if the institutions refuse to take care of us, I think it just behooves us to take care of ourselves. And I think a lot of drivers out there are going to appreciate the signs. They don't want to run over cyclists either. You know, they want to participate in creating a safe culture. And obviously the state government doesn't, but I think the drivers in Santa Cruz care more about us than these institutions. And together we can make a safer place to ride.
Yeah, and just following up on that, and the last question your interviewer asked about the blame the victim kind of mentality, I think... And I also read the comments in the Sentinel article, and there's just tremendous ignorance about what's actually allowed and legal. And I think the speed limit on Mission is 25, and I know there's issues.
Is it really?
It's 25.
Listen,
yeah. So this is
I can't believe that nobody goes 25.
That's the thing, and the cops have difficulty enforcing it because of the unusual nature of California speed laws. But what can be done, and I want to throw this out as a strategy, is that it is almost impossible for a pedestrian to cross Mission Street in a legal crosswalk.
That's true.
It would be very easy to slow Mission Street traffic down if the police bought in to doing some enforcement for ticketing vehicles who don't stop for pedestrians. I also live a block away from that intersection, and I have to cross over Mission a lot, and literally hundreds of cars will pass me by when I'm clearly looking at them in the eye before I get someone. In fact, I have to step out into the street, hold my hand up to stop cars. So
a lot of people are going so fast that they might see you but don't have time to stop. And I'm not saying that some people just aren't plain rude, but a lot of people aren't stopping because they see you at the last second and they go, oh, I can't stop,
well,
I'm going too fast.
And I think a combination of one, like you were amazed the speed limit is 25. They don't know the speed limit, but a lot of people don't even know that it's California law, as well as common courtesy, to stop for a pedestrian in a crosswalk. Furthermore, it's not just a painted crosswalk. Any intersection is a legal crosswalk. So I think maybe getting together with...
Really?
What's Debbie... You see, you didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
Debbie Bulger's organization, the pedestrian organization. I think if we can sell this to the city and get police buy-in, that is one strategy that might have a chance of actually slowing traffic, and what you're talking about, Mike, is creating a consciousness that automobile drivers understand the legal rights of other people who walk and ride bikes.
And that they're in a city. They're in an actual place of human beings. They're not on a highway anymore. They're not whizzing on a freeway.
Another thing that really scares me is if you did start crossing in the crosswalk, the person on the right-hand side may stop for you, but somebody in the left lane may not even know why that person is stopping, and they just keep going. And I'm surprised more pedestrians are not killed on Mission Street.
You have to do it very carefully. I mean, I step out, one lane at a time, and usually once the cars stop, other cars realize they have to stop too.
Well, the city...
Some of them don't stop, though.
Well, you have to be careful.
They'll just keep blazing right through the crosswalk.
It's kind of like what you were talking about, riding in the middle of the lane isn't safe, it's just safer. So, you know, I think it's like what Mike is saying, it's trying to do everything you can to create an awareness and a culture that... It's not just cars that have the rights.
Yeah, and I see your point about the police buying in and actually paying more attention to ticketing people who are not stopping for people in the crosswalk and who are severely exceeding the speed limit because nobody's going 25 on that street. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
We do have some recent culture on this. The police have done some enforcement of the crosswalks, and the city council actually, I'm focusing on the signs today. We're focusing on the signs because it so clearly would have stopped this accident if the cyclist would have been in the middle of the road and the driver would have respected that. But the city council asked Caltrans to do a whole bunch of relatively minor things to make it safer, like lower those yellow lights on the crosswalks, put bumps on the crosswalks, put a sign up that says you're entering a city, you know. Mm-hmm. Caltrans hasn't hasn't agreed to do any of them. It's just like a bunch of...
And the city has suggested these things?
We suggest them to the city, and the city passed them on to Caltrans. The city asked for them to happen, and Caltrans hasn't bought into any of them.
In official communication?
In official communication, that's right, from Mayor Riley to Caltrans. And, you know, but when I think about it, I mean, now that I'm done, like, you know, playing around with trying to fit in their little criteria, what about common sense? Like, you know, I appreciate the yellow lights on the crosswalks on Mission, but why isn't it a red light? Like, if it's a car that wants to cross the street, they go to the intersection, they wait, and then the light turns red to the other cars, and the cars crosses. But if it's a pedestrian, it's a weird little yellow light that cars aren't used to. If you press a button to stop Mission, there should be a red light. The car should have to stop.
It's probably because of the mindset that if cars were stopping for every pedestrian, that, you know, traffic would be so bad.
Right,
and it's like, oh, well.
Right, but as Eric said, it's a law. They have to stop for the pedestrians anyways. Caltrans is perpetrating this kind of like chicken and egg thing where, yeah, I guess the cars have to stop so they don't kill people, but golly, we'd really wish the pedestrians disappeared. I mean, that's what it amounts to.
Because it would slow down the cars.
Right.
I want to mention that if folks want to call in, that the number here is area code 831-427-3772. That's 831-427-3772. I'm speaking with Micah Posner of People Power. Again, their website is peoplepowersc.org if you want to check it out. We're talking about yesterday at about 12:30 p.m., another bicyclist was killed at the Mission and Bay intersection by a quarry truck pulling a trailer. Apparently he cut off the cyclist and then his trailer ran over him, killing a 40-year-old Santa Cruz man. I don't have his name. I don't know if the Sentinel's released it yet.
They haven't, no. It'll be a few
days.
In
any case, this is the second death this year at that intersection, and there's been another major injury within the last year. Again, People Power saying this due to street design and a culture of driving that doesn't allow for bicyclists to exist. I want to, if you could just repeat what your plan is for today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, our plan is to combine sort of a collective grief and a collective outrage and to meet at 5 o'clock at the town clock, wear black, and ride Mission Street. Just assert our right to exist. It's really that simple. And you know, we want to do it in a way that's not in any way strange or nutty or unpredictable. I want to encourage everyone who comes not to harass drivers in any way or to do anything that's unpredictable, which would inhibit our own safety. It's simply a statement that we have a right to exist and to use the public spaces in this country, really, because part of the reason this issue is so important is that we have one terrible street in Santa Cruz, but Mission Street is typical of the rest of the United States, where cyclists and pedestrians are treated as second-class citizens, and commerce, like cement trucks, is treated as the predominant use of our public space. So let's just show up and ride Mission Street, 5 o'clock at the town clock. We're going to take the right hand of Mission Street. It's perfectly legal. And then we're going to pass out signs for people to wear on their shirts, and we're going to start putting up signs that remind drivers and cyclists that cyclists are allowed the full use of the right lane. I want to say something about the city council because...
Can I quickly ask you, just right before you move on, you're asking that people wear black to this?
Yes.
And it clearly is...
Yeah, someone just died.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
is there maybe people in the back that are going to have reflecting? I mean, it just seems. Right. I mean, it's 5 o'clock. It's not dark yet.
Right.
But
that's a good point. We want to take care of our own safety. So, as usual, bring your lights. We can turn on our lights in the back, and then we're going to pass out signs and tape and safety pins for people to wear on their backs, and those are going to be bright yellow. So hopefully that'll help with the reflective. It's a good point though, George. When I first said black, I thought, oh, we got to, you know, we do need to take care of ourselves, and that's our number one priority.
And so you were going to say about the city council?
Yeah, I've been saying how well the city council's been trying and all that, and that's true. I mean, I don't think that they're really the heart of the problem, but they could be trying a lot harder. I mean, I don't mean entirely let them off the hook. I mean, someone needs to get in there to Caltrans and make a ruckus and tell them that this is not acceptable. We're not okay with people being killed here. And we've tried to do it. We've had some help from the city. We've had some help from John Laird's office, but people like John Laird and the city council, if they care enough, they can go to Caltrans and make it happen. And so, you know, like I said, the city is not our adversary here. It is Caltrans, but we need to make a lot more noise so that the city, you know, and John Laird and other people, you know, go tell Caltrans this just isn't going to happen anymore.
So, again, reminding folks that the gathering will be at 5 o'clock today at the town clock, asking that folks wear black and bring signs saying...
We're gonna bring them too, but cyclists allowed full use of right lane.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be wearing signs like that on your backs?
Yeah, we're going to bring safety pins. We'll bring a bunch, bring tape, you know, and we're going to wear them on our back. And then it sounds like the caller that just called in, and hopefully other people after the ride are just going to go post them on Mission Street, not just today, but for all the days to follow.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be posting those as well as wearing them today.
Yes.
And if you want more information, you can go to peoplepowersc.org. You can also call them at 831-425-0665. That's 831-425-0665 to reach People Power. And again, on the web at peoplepowersc.org. And we're speaking with Micah Posner today. So I'm going to wrap up now if there's any just kind of closing comments you want to make.
Yeah, I mean, in case people don't know, you know, we're not encouraging people to use Mission as a primary route across town, and we have been pursuing, and we are pursuing efforts to make King Street a much better place to ride. The city's been positive with that, and that's one of the things that makes me so angry about Caltrans. In their letter back to us, they said, oh, we'd be happy if you made King Street better ride. Well, of course, King Street has nothing to do with Caltrans, the city street. So just so people know, we are working on lots of other safe routes, King Street, the rail corridor, and all that. And this is a different issue from how to find the most pleasant place to ride, because Mission will never be pleasant. This is an issue of basic civil rights, you know, that in one of the largest commercial districts in Santa Cruz, that cyclists have an absolute right to safely use that street. So please come today and assert your right to exist. That's what's happening at 5 o'clock at the town clock.
And again, peoplepowersc.org, or call 425-0665 for more information. Thanks so much for joining me today, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having independent media and being available.
Of course.